So the text that Keely read for us from Numbers, and the text that I just read to you from the Gospel of John, and the text from Ephesians that was the lectionary at the beginning, all deal with light and darkness. Light and darkness. John, this text is not my most favorite in the world. Partly because when you look at football games or soccer matches or any, you have signs that people hold up. And most of the time when they hold those signs up, they don't have a clue what they're saying. They just really don't know that that theological statement they're making means that their lives need to be different than what they are. They need to be about sharing and about light and darkness and hope and grace. But because it is the text of our lectionary for today, I decided that we needed to talk about it. Because you see, this text is about God's unconditional love. It's about God not budging when we try to negotiate. Because think about it, don't you try to negotiate with God at times? It's kind of like a child. So my children never did this, but when it came time for bed, most children don't want to go to bed at the time that is their bedtime. And so they try to negotiate a new time. They try to say, oh, I'm not tired, I'm not going to bed yet. If just let me watch a half hour more, 10 minutes more, and then I'll go to bed really easy. You know the negotiation that happens. But when you don't negotiate and you say, no, it's bedtime, go to bed. I never did that, did I, Andy? Yes, go to bed, it's bedtime. And I love you. That love never changes. It's like going to bed, like it or not, I'm going to love you always. That's what God is about. It tries to make us think about negotiating with God. Because, you know, children negotiating another bedtime, people negotiating an illness with God. God's love is unconditional. If I do this, you'll do this, right, God? Yeah, no. God says, I love you, like it or not. Whether you do what I say or not, I love you. That's God's promise. And that's what this text is about. That God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever shall believe in him shall have eternal life. I love you, like it or not. So this text kind of falls into this whole sharing of love. And today being one great hour of sharing Sunday, I thought it might be good to share some stories about this unconditional love of like it or not, about how we've helped other people with our giving, our sharing. So there's a young woman, her name is Sarah. She's a young mother and she has a 9-month-old daughter. And this 9-month-old daughter just couldn't consume solids, any kind of food. The child was not thriving. The new word that's used, the child wasn't growing, the child was not thriving. And she didn't know what to do. And this single mother was trying her best to do what she could do, but she was at a loss. Enter the WIC program in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It's a program that is sponsored by the Pennsylvania Department of Health. And there was a mobile unit that came to the apartment complex where Sarah lived. And so Sarah went in. And what happened is she met with a nutritionist in that mobile unit that helped for her 9-month-old daughter to have a new kind of formula to be able to thrive. The daughter gained strength. The sensitive stomach issues began to dissipate, and they began to find foods that would help her to grow. That mobile unit was provided by Bread for the World, which One Great Hour of Sharing supports. So, like it or not, we helped Sarah and her young daughter. Then there's the church in California that reaches the vulnerable wildfire survivors with their assistance. It's a United Church of Christ church in Sonoma, California. It's in Northern California, and last October, the area where many of the wildfires happened was a Spanish-speaking area, and they were the most vulnerable survivors. And so they turned to First Congregational United Church of Christ in Sonoma, California. And because of One Great Hour of Sharing, monies given, love shared, like it or not love, that church could help. They became a safe space. One young man tells this story. He says, the fires broke our windows out. It woke us up and we left in our PJs. That's all we had. We spent two nights in a parking lot because the shelters were full. The gas stations were selling water, but it was for two to three times what a bottle of water would cost. And the same with the food. We had nothing. And then Mario from First Congregational United Church of Christ brought us food. He came and found us. He talked to us. He brought us food. He brought us water. We encountered love, like it or not love. Then there's in Fiji that are recovering from the cyclones. On February 27th, a storm destroyed 96 of the 111 homes in Fiji in this small town. The challenge for all of them gathered was staying safe, getting dry, and finding food and water. In comes United Church of Christ disaster response teams, ministries, and they helped the folks to find shelter and food and water and hope, like it or not love. So you see, this text really does speak to us about sharing and about hope and about that like it or not love. One Great Hour of Sharing ministries are made possible through us for disaster relief, for refugees, for sustainable energy, for education, for trafficking help. Listen to the team lead of the United Church of Christ, Mary Schaller Blaffis, as she shares with her local church about One Great Hour of Sharing.
I want to thank the Mission Committee for giving me this opportunity to do a mission moment in light of the church's focus this month on the One Great Hour of Sharing. I have the honor to work every day with the ministries that are made possible by this One Great Hour of Sharing that lasts the whole year long. These ministries in disaster, ministries with refugees, ministries in global sustainable development, community health, sustainable agriculture, primary education, migration, and trafficking ministries. Now, you may have wondered why you were asked to bring a puzzle piece to your seat as you entered the sanctuary today. And so if you have that handy and by your side, I invite you to pull it out because this is the time. And some of you may have pulled a green piece. Who has a green puzzle piece? All right. And some of you may have pulled a yellow puzzle piece. Anybody have a yellow? Yay, we have some yellow. And you have blue as the main part of your puzzle piece. Yay. Probably several have a combination of all of those. You know, as we just see one piece of the puzzle, it's kind of hard to imagine what that might be in the fullness of its picture. And so I invite you to consider your piece of the puzzle, as through the One Great Hour of Sharing offering that you make possible, say, if you have a green piece, that you help to make possible a better life for people in Guatemala as they develop drought-resistant crops so that they can continue to grow crops and to feed their families and to build their communities, even in the face of climate change. Or maybe your yellow piece. And you are part of that piece of the puzzle that is bringing peace in Colombia, in South America. You are part of the ministries of church organizations in Colombia that for years and years have been working on reconciliation between military of the government and military of guerrilla groups, and in this year have succeeded in helping to bring those groups together for peace talks and a ceasefire. Perhaps in that blue piece, you can see yourself as part of the puzzle and what you help to make possible in ministries, say, around human trafficking and preventing human trafficking through partners with the Church of North India who have programs that are identifying youth who are in danger of being trafficked and providing support systems for that. Or perhaps in one of your pieces that is a mixture of all of the above, that you are part of community health in Haiti and programs that are preventing cholera and the continued spread of cholera in that nation. We don't know exactly what our piece of the puzzle does to completing the whole of the puzzle, but it is more than we can ask or imagine. A few months ago, I was given the gift of this cross by a church partner in Germany who works with a church partner in Italy, who we also happen to work with as the United Church of Christ. And through those joint ministries, those folks in Italy are providing safety and security for people fleeing violence from sub-Saharan Africa or the Middle East who find themselves going through North Africa and out into the Mediterranean Sea. This cross is built with wood from one of those boats that crossed the Mediterranean Sea with refugees, some of whom made that journey successfully and some of whom perished. It is a reminder to me daily and a cross that I keep front and center on my desk in my office to remind me that we are indeed part of life-saving ministries. And we don't know exactly the shape that they will take in every time and place, but as the One Great Hour of Sharing focused scripture for this year reminds us, "Now to God be the glory, who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish far more than we can ask or imagine." We are part of these ministries of wholeness. And so the invitation and the ask for each of us is to participate fully in the One Great Hour of Sharing offering, that is 1 hour that lasts a whole year long. Amen.
Like it or not, God loves us. Like it or not, we can help others. Mary Schaller Blaufuss is the team lead, but connections continue to be made. Mary and her husband, Kurt and I graduated from Eden Theological Seminary together, and Mary graduated 2 years after us. The church where Kurt is the pastor is Trinity United Church of Christ in Tiffin, Ohio, where I grew up. Like it or not, God works through us and the puzzles and the pieces, and we never know how that's going to fit together. So share, and remember, like it or not, God loves us. Amen.